All right, guys, it's time for another edition of Ring Rust Retro. This time, WCW Great American Bash 1991. Hit that music!
I dedicate this hit the throwback. Like Cena's shirt in 06, ECW, one night stand. I won't hold back. Like take the remedies, the battle in the backlash. 07 to one man stand. We'll bring it back to the days of Lord Alfred Hayes. Hauling Nash and Jade, Hollywood drops the leg. They say the days of old are the best, though. That's why we bring to you Ring Rust Retro. Let's go.
Oh my God, that music has me excited. But you know who doesn't? George Cruz, because he decided I want to make the boys watch WCW Great American Bash 1991. Now, as somebody went through all the pay-per-views, this one was one that really didn't leave an impression on me. I don't know why, but now watching it again, it feels like I blacked this out because I couldn't.
It should have left the worst possible impression.
I just think I blocked out the negative ones. I remembered the good stuff and it just got backburnered if it was shit. And I feel like this whole pay-per-view was backburnered one day because it was poop.
You don't really remember anything from WCW.
I don't really remember anything from anything.
We know.
I'm glad to hear you admit that.
My brain is like a sieve.
George, crop that out.
Yes, crop it out. Crop the photo, but it's audio somehow. And so here we go. WCW Great American Bash. Where did this take place?
Baltimore.
Yes, that's right. We'll talk about that in a moment here. I like the first person shooter opening though. We're just like kind of like running through the crowd like we're in Halo.
So bad, bro. You can just walk up and get tickets as soon as the show starts.
Well, listen.
Mullets and fanny packs as far as the eye can see.
I said holy 1980s not being dead yet. It's 1991, but it's 1985 in Baltimore, baby. and this is Jim Herd time, right, Mike? I'm pretty sure this is Jim Herd time.
Yes, that's why Ric Flair got the fuck out of there at this time.
Well, you want to know the truth? We'll talk about that later.
He wanted to make him Spartacus.
Oh, it's Jim Herd because it's on the credits at the end. I'm going to talk about that.
But let me say something. He was fired. Ric Flair was fired.
Because he wouldn't become fucking Spartacus with an earring.
They had...
And then they wanted him to take a massive pay cut, and he was like, nope.
Oh, they fucked up big time, and this cost Jim Herd his job. So we'll get into all this. But let's
start. And he took the big gold belt over to WWE.
Yep. We'll talk about all that. We'll talk about all this. But we got to start with the opening match. Again, we talked about Owen.
Hold on. Tony Schiavone looks like if Val Kilmer just let himself really go.
Like Val Kilmer now?
What's that?
Like Val Kilmer now?
I guess so.
He looks terrible. Have you seen Val Kilmer lately? He looks so terrible. Look, just right now, Google Val Kilmer right now and just look it up. Google Val Kilmer fat and just enjoy what you see.
I feel so bad that JR has to carry this fucking J-Bron
the entire podcast. My problem is that I like Schiavone and I like JR in this sense. The problem is, where's the color guy? Why do you have two play-by-play guys? They're both stepping all over each other.
Where was Dusty?
Where was anybody?
Donnie.
What?
Did you know there was a website, fatvalkilmer.com? And it looks just like Tony Schiavone.
That's incredible, dude. Let's start with one of the most legendary opening matches of all time. Again, Owen, Brett. You think of these, Daniel Bryan, Triple H. PN News and Bobby Eaton defeated Steve Austin and Terry Taylor in a scaffold match.
No. PN News and beautiful Bobby beat stunning Steve Austin and Terrence Taylor, the computerized man of the 1990s.
That's true.
Oh my God.
And this is all real. This is all fucking real.
Scaffold.
This is the legend of PN News being born right here, because the guy is the man. And I wrote here, poor Bobby Eaton, because he didn't deserve this. Literal, one of the legitimately best workers ever in wrestling. And, you know, he's team of PN News.
Stunning Steve's hair was fucking gorgeous.
He was stunning. He's a handsome man.
How mad do you think he was that he had to do this match?
Well, you know, I really question how necessary it was for this to be a scaffold match.
It was so unnecessary.
Seems like a good idea to me.
No one was willing to come close to taking a bump.
They were just like, every time they would just get down on their hands and knees and crawl.
Yeah. It was terrible.
JR was still good on commentary here, which was cool. Tony Schiavone was also good. But only room for one play-by-play, and WCW backed the right horse.
No, not at all.
They sure did.
This made me want to watch Elevation X. Rhino.
In this match, Stunning Steve's shorts, they reminded me of the carpet at the mall near me from 1994.
Oh my god, every fun center.
That's what it looks like.
Every fun center, it's like, oh, the kid's dentist. It looks like a kid's dentist floor from the 80s and 90s. Terry Taylor from Vero Beach, which is where my nan lives to this day. I mark out every time I hear that. Vero Beach.
Awesome. Did you know that PN News is Mantar's cousin?
No, I didn't, but I believe it. They have very similar bodies.
I had to research PN News.
I did some PN News research as well, but it was mostly laughing. I didn't actually do any hard research.
Exactly.
So, I liked the end of this match was confusing to me.
Well, hold on, we're not
bit.
There. I like yeah. we're not there. Oh. Yet. I like the Road Warriors versus the Midnight Express scaffold match, but this not so much. No one even came close to taking a fucking chance in this match. They didn't even think about taking a chance in this match. Just a bunch of laying around. That's all it was. Everybody laying around. Hairspray to the eyes. Then the match is over. How? What happened? The win? The flag? What happened here?
Well, here's what happened. Bobby gets the flag. And I'm like, oh, they won, right? It's totally over.
So weird.
And then it was apparently not over because fucking Steve Austin is spraying them in the face with hairspray, and then they go down, and then they're fighting, and they're like, nope, it was over when Bobby Eaton got the flag. And then JR called it a very unusual match.
Yeah, that's one way
and
of
I
putting
agree.
It, JR. Thank
I
you. Bischoff also looking good. He was fresh-faced as fuck here, man.
He also fucking sucked as an interviewer.
Yeah, he
right?
was horrible.
Yes, but he looked good. But he looked good. And also, he must have Polaroids of Jim Herd and company fucking each other. Because they gave him everything he wanted.
He went from nothing to like, you run the company
run
pretty
the
much.
Well, that's
what the hell?
What was his name? Ted Turner. He loved Bischoff. Loved him. Heyman is the best in this promo though. He's
oh
awesome.
Man, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, he's good.
Arn Anderson. He had an incredible mullet and an awesome jacket and awesome shoes.
He fit, he was 1991.
Like how before this though, Shivani basically tries to blame Ric Flair for not taking the bullshit offer WCW gave him. Oh, they gave an offer, and he just decided to leave. Like,
yeah, he's protecting the company. It's what anybody would do, man. Vince literally did that shit to everybody who left. Don't even fuck. There was a fake Razor Ramon and a fake Diesel. Fuck you, dude.
Tony Schiavone was a little fucking bitch, yes, man. Oh, Mick Foley wins the title tonight. Didn't really put asses in the seats. Yep, sure did.
It didn't. It did not.
It really did.
In retrospect, it did not.
In retrospect,
it could not have. It lasted 24 hours. No butts were put in the seats because of it. Fuck you talking about?
Eyes were put on the product, which is the same as butts being put in the seats.
That's not even close. Literally is not the same at all.
It is the same.
The Diamond Stud out next. He defeated Tom Zenk, a.k.a. Justin Roberts.
No. We got to see the top 10 ranking, which, do you remember when SmackDown did that for 2 weeks?
Thank God WWE dropped that dumb shit.
They didn't do that till later. They didn't
it was later.
Until later.
It was later.
Well, they were talking about
that was after the Ron Simmons match. Fuck you.
Yeah.
They were talking about
the
rankings. Yes, they were. They said they're 1 and 2 in the rankings, Lex Luger and Barry Windham.
Awesome. Scott Hall looks fucking huge here. Holy shit. This is the biggest I've ever seen Scott Hall was during this Diamond Stud phase. DDP, always so fucking cool. He really was so awesome.
Bedazzled fanny pack.
The police coming for him. Fucking Justin the Z-Man Roberts over here comes in with a bunch of ladies thinking he's smooth as shit, but he takes the L.
I did not buy him as the leader of the Ho train at all.
No. I was surprised Z-Man didn't go further with that name.
They also fucking stole Rick Rude's robe gimmick with overalls for the Diamond Stud. Not as good.
No, it wasn't. But also, Nick Patrick is the GOAT referee.
Fucking terrible.
He counted like a tool even in 91. I thought maybe like, oh, when he got old and he couldn't like move very well anymore. No, he always did this. He always did it.
I popped when JR said coup de grace.
He did say coup de grace, but he says something later, I'm going to yell about hard.
I popped when the Diamond Stud grabbed the rope for leverage for the abdominal stretch. That was always the best.
And honestly, no, hold on, stop for a minute, stop right there.
Tony Schiavone is the worst. Fuck you, Donnie.
I miss that, about him grabbing the rope during the abdominal stretch and then like letting go and the ref would look and the rope was shaking and he's like, hey, did you do it? Then the ref would look at the crowd, they'd be like, yeah, he did it. He'd be like, no, same thing with pulling the hair, too. Hair in the trunks. I missed that. There should be more of that. Tell a story in the ring.
Yes, but I do question how much more leverage you get on a fucking abdominal stretch.
It's fucking science.
Absolutely.
You're pulling on them harder.
Really? Wow.
100% stability.
You don't know anything about anything. It's so sad. Nope. You don't know anything about leverage or wrestling or science or fucking like math.
Tell me about how you sold in high school. Let's hear about that again.
Well, I didn't sell. Joe had to sell.
Oh, yeah, Joe did. Sorry.
Joe had to sell because he had to fucking, he was so undefeated. He had to just give people the chance.
Because he was a fucking J-Bro.
He's a real Hulk Hogan.
He was. He fucking, he sold like Shawn and he fucking was over like Hogan. Ron Simmons defeated Oz.
No, because I hear about the fucking diamond death drop 30 times in this match, and then it ends with a belly-to-bag suplex.
Well,
good storytelling.
Well, because you're setting it up for later. You're setting it up for the next show.
Okay. For when he's in WWF, is Razor Ramon.
Well, that wasn't very long after this.
It's
Ron Simmons defeated Oz. It's Oz, yeah. Guys. So this is Kevin Nash as Oz. This is the infamous, you know, yellow fucking brick road Oz gimmick that is.
He's got a fucking castle green smoke and sparkler. Spare no expense for Oz.
I love that Kevin Nash had to do this gimmick. He fucking deserves it. And I'm impressed that they weren't sued for this.
He just looked like Sting without face paint once he took everything off, though.
He did. And also, did you know Kevin Sullivan was the Great Wizard?
I did. I looked it up. The Great Wizard, not like the Grand Wizard at all. They're totally different.
You mean like the one from the KKK?
No, like the one from WWF who was a manager for many years.
I was going to say, because I really hope they didn't go with Grand. There was a Grand Wizard. That's right!
You don't know the fucking Grand Wizard? He's one of the most well-known managers of all time.
I do, and I still think it's not a good name for him.
Well, that's what his name was.
In retrospect, it's like kind of
like
a negative connotation now. Yeah, he did, in sunglasses.
Hmm?
Oz to the floor, and he spills a dude's soda. He had no idea how to clean it up, so he just threw his hat at the puddle, hoping it would scat and get away. It didn't. He fucking cleaned up like George Cruz. Fuck you, George.
I really loved how the Great Wizard just kept the mask on the whole time. The fucking rubber mask from Party City. He kept it on throughout the entire match.
Oz was Dusty's idea. He thought this was a really good idea. And they can't all be gold. That's what I said here. They can't all be good.
Well, Dusty definitely had a lot of shit ideas. But
he did
a lot of good ones.
He had a lot of good. Listen, when you're throwing everything against the wall, some shit's going to stick and some shit's going to be Glacier. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Or the Shockmaster.
The Shockmaster would have worked if he hadn't fucking fumbled through the wall.
No.
I will stand firm with the fucking Star Wars helmet and the fur jacket and the jeans. He would have been over as fuck.
BG, I love how Donnie says WCW was so great. Yet WWF was able to take Diamond Stud, Oz, Terror Ryzen, and Mean Mark and make them all into megastars.
Yeah, and more.
That's Jim Herd. That's Jim Herd.
Mark Calloway.
All those guys came from that Jim Herd era and were driven away by him. Ron Simmons was so awesome. He deserved to be WCW champion. People who say he was awarded the championship because, what was his name? The dude from Mid-Atlantic. Mid-South,
that's
I mean.
That's a
lot
of...
No, the lead, the guy who ran it. Cowboy Bill Watts. They said that Bill Watts was racist, and that's why he gave Ron Simmons the WCW championship.
That doesn't make sense.
What?
That's what the state was. Because
he was racist.
I feel like he would not give him the title.
Yeah. Well, no, that he was accused of it, and to kind of get everybody off his back, he gave Ron Simmons the title.
I think he gave him the title
because
he had, like, a great fucking background.
And he was awesome. That's what I'm saying. Regardless of what anyone's trying to take away.
His finisher sucked, but otherwise he was awesome.
He was. The finisher was awesome.
That shoulder block was shit.
No, it wasn't. Fucking, that's where John Cena got it from, man.
Yeah, that doesn't finish anyone.
Also, WCW top 10, better than the SmackDown top 10.
No, it's all fucking dumb.
They literally stole the format from Pro Wrestling Illustrated. They used to be in, like, the back of the magazine one through with their fucking hometown and everything. They just stole it.
They did it better. Anything before the next match?
Couldn't they have fixed the rankings to give a Stone Cold versus Sting for the title instead of Lex Luger versus Barry Windham?
It doesn't seem like it was a good idea, what they went with. Richard Morton defeated Robert Gibson. Legitimately, why are you saying yikes to this?
Because... Fucking nobody wanted to see the Rock and Roll Express explode. They never should have broken up ever.
Sure, but I'll tell you
what. Ricky Morton has no idea how to be fancy. He's just in Rock and Roll Express gear and being the same. He's not Richard at all.
Well, listen. Dana Brooks Sr. really was fucking helping Ricky get into Richard. He really was. And but let me say something. Yes, I didn't want to see the Rock and Roll Express explode. I love them as a tag team. They're fantastic. But with that said, these two guys sold it. The match started slow, but it picked up, and it told a really good story of classic working a limb. Face comes back. He won't quit, so the heel resorts to a dirty tactic and steals the win. I thought I liked this match, actually, a lot.
There were some questionable things in this.
It was a long match.
It was a long match.
And he fucking exposes Robert Gibson's knee brace, which is, all right, cool. He's breaking out. He's, like, ripping his tights, and he's showing everybody the knee brace. And then he doesn't take it off. He just keeps hitting a heavy brace that will absorb blows that you are dealing to
No, that's not like, what a brace does. That's not what a brace does.
If you're fucking showing it, why wouldn't you take it off?
Because he eventually does take it off. But the
he doesn't.
Yes, he did. He did. That's why she took it off.
He did not take it off. He left it on the whole match.
Let me say something. The reason a brace is put on is to keep your leg from bending a certain direction. And it's to limit mobility. It's not protecting the knee. You can punch through a brace.
If you're punching a brace, you're going to hurt
your
arm.
He was punching his knee and was working the leg.
If you take the brace off, there's no protection whatsoever.
I like that he left it on, and then he eventually
off. You don't fucking like that he left it on, and he never took it off.
He did. He did take it off.
He did not. I do remember. I watched it.
Sadly.
Bill Alfonso is my favorite person in the ring now.
Bill Alfonso, first things first, you don't know nothing about Rock and Roll Express, so shut the fuck up.
I like the Rock and Roll Express.
The Rock and Roll Express are literally one of the forerunners of what we think of current wrestling today. They were the ones to do all that shit. They were the ones who revolutionized this.
I think Robert Gibson and Shawn Michaels have shown that if you start off in a rock and roll based tag team, there is a strong chance that you could develop a wonky eye.
Oh, my God. All the super kicks. It's the super kicks. If you give too many super kicks, your eye goes wonky because you're leaning over so much.
You lose your equilibrium and shit.
Uh-huh. It happens. By the way, I just want to say this. The Rockers, cheap Rock and Roll Express knockoff.
They were better.
So I would say Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson, and Marty Jannetty all better than Shawn Michaels.
That's true.
That's not true. The Rockers were far superior.
Marty Jannetty is definitely number one.
And what are we going on to the next one?
Because a couple things. JR called an enziguri a karate kick, which was fun.
He's acting like he's here as a wrestling announcer.
My favorite part of this match, though, is the finish where JR's like, he hit him with a freaking computer. That's not a computer. That's like a fucking giant calculator that he hit him with.
No, but that was a computer at the time.
It's not a computer.
Everything's a computer to fucking JR.
Computer.
He hit him with one of them freaking video games.
He's got a goddamn typewriter, and he's like, he hit him with that fucking computer machine. It's like WCCW when they didn't know what a boombox was. The sound box. The sound machine.
It's the Miami sound machine.
Dustin Rhodes and the Young Pistols defeated the Fabulous Freebirds.
The Young Pistols. They made the Smoking Guns look like they were good.
Dustin Rhodes now looks better than ever. I'm convinced he looks better now than ever in his past few years.
And Dustin was like, he was even a pretty solid worker back then, but he was always boring as fuck.
He was just his dad. He was his dad. He was a knockoff of his dad here.
He was just a guy.
Yeah. Well, no. All he did was his dad stuff, but he didn't do it with the charisma.
I have a lot of questions about the Fabulous Freebirds in this match.
Oh, I want to say something before that. I said, see Jimmy Jam with the Freebirds? Fuck you, Mike Chiari. We talked about this a few weeks ago, how I mentioned Jimmy Jam being with them, and you were like, oh, that's not the Freebirds.
I was talking about World Class. No, you didn't, because in World Class, he was just like a guy that helped the Freebirds out. And then in WCW, which really wasn't the Freebirds at all because nobody fucking cared about WCW, he was an official member.
It's not even close to
true,
you know. This is when they were both
true.
Being cared about.
And my question here is, why couldn't they fucking get Terry Gordy for this instead of putting Brad Armstrong in a bodysuit?
Japan.
Get him.
Him and, Dr. Steve
Williams.
Yeah, him and Dr.
Miracle Vines collection. Yes, I know more than you.
You are such a piece of shit. I forgot more about this than you'll ever know.
Well, it's not true. Well, I know more. That's the more important thing.
At this point, 1991, the Freebirds have been hard partying for over a decade. They've put in some hard miles, and just looking at PSAs, you could see those hard miles on them.
Well, PSAs now is what Big Daddy Dink was then.
That is true. Except I'd say PSA still dresses better.
I can't believe Sir Oliver Humperdinck Big Daddy Dink.
Oh, Big Daddy Dink is a classic name for a man, too. I can't get hard unless some of my work calls me Big Daddy Dink. Mm-hmm. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
This was a match that I texted. I was watching this match when I texted you guys, WCW sucks.
This is one show. That's not fair. You know what I mean? The mid to late 80s, that
it's
was
not
the bread
until,
and butter of WCW.
Let's be honest. It's not until 2001 that WCW picks up.
Disgusting.
When it dies.
Hulk Hogan literally changed the business with the NWO in 1996, but we're going to pretend.
Yeah, for like 4 seconds.
Cool.
The classic no throwing over the top rope rule in this match. What a fucking dumb idea.
That was for Bill Watts in
that
the
was 80s. Bill Watts, I know. It was fucking stupid then.
I got it in the 80s because it was what it was at the time, but in this part, it didn't make sense. None of this made sense.
And I was watching this match, and it's like, man, that red dot's coming up pretty soon. This match is going to be over, and everybody's still in it. And then 5 eliminations in like a minute.
Yeah, it was rapid fire.
That's how you do
it. Actually a solid 6-man tag match.
I enjoyed the finish.
Yeah, and we get P.S. Hayes eliminated.
Yeah, I like
top
the old
rope rule.
The Bulldog, and he kicked Big Daddy Dink at the same time. That was
I enjoyed that. I was going to enjoy this match.
Freebird is just... Is he the Armstrong that died?
He's Brad Armstrong, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he was doing some good... Like, you could tell he's a very smooth worker and everything.
Yeah, he was really good. He just couldn't talk where the fuck.
Right, but it's fucking stupid. You got the Freebirds, then you got some dude in a bodysuit with a mask. Like, doesn't fit at all.
Remember all the Bad Street songs?
Bad Street, Atlanta, GA.
I sent the video of that to you guys because they're playing
Bad Street in the whole USA.
How about those, we're creeping down your alley where we're going to get you. That's what they sound like. I sent you guys the music video, and there's a big fat guitar with a little tiny mustache who's not even really playing guitar. I guarantee you he's just like, can I play guitar for your band? It's not real anyway. And he's like, okay,
that should've Big Daddy Dink should have been casting that role.
Oh my god, that would have been great, dude. And who knew later on Big Daddy Dink would be part of Heroes of Wrestling? As the general manager. Who knew?
R.I.P. No, he wasn't. Lou Albano was the fucking general manager. Piece of shit.
I like how you didn't get the joke at first and it hit you. You're like, woo!
Because I'm like, no! That was not true.
Yellow Dog defeated Johnny B. Badd in another legendary match.
I was told Yellow Dog is the most talked about person in WCW. God.
Brian Pillman as the Yellow Dog is a classic bit, though. I actually love this.
No,
I didn't love. I loved him coming out with the Yellow Dog, and
that was the best part.
But
the Yellow Dog,
generic. It was supposed to be fake, and it's supposed to be like he's got all flying. He's Flying Brian's number one fan. He knows all his moves and shit like that. Because this happens in wrestling all the time, or it happened in wrestling all the time. So I talk about Stagger Lee with Junkyard Dog. It happens with a lot of guys. It happened with Mr. America. With Mr.
Fucking
America.
Calgary Kid.
It happens a lot. And I honestly wish, like, Owens would come back as, like, the Maryville man or something like that. Yeah, I just want something like that again. It's classic. Dalton Castle, better than Johnny B. Badd, but very similar entrance wings.
Teddy Long, cool AF here.
Yeah, he is.
That's gotta be our outro music whenever we play this.
Yeah, it's good luck trying to fucking coordinate that.
The screen going black and WWE Network having to like apologize was my favorite part of this pay-per-view.
I literally wrote the same thing. That's my favorite part of the show.
This was too slow and I expected better from both guys because Johnny B. Badd could work. And yeah, Brian Pillman was a
Mark
great worker. Yeah, he could. Mm. Listen, Johnny B. Badd could work when you put him in the right position. Listen, him fighting.
I never saw a good Johnny B. Badd match.
And then you never watched him fucking in the early, the late 80s in WCW.
He wasn't in WCW in the
late
80s.
Yes, he was. He absolutely
1991
was.
1991 was his first pay-per-view match.
Incorrect.
WCW.
Incorrect.
Not incorrect.
Nope. But Pillman
This was his first pay-per-view match.
Pillman deserves better, Booker man. I saw him on the indies.
Yeah, you fucking loser. Again, you don't know anything.
Pillman deserves better.
And his biggest move was the left-handed punch.
Well, because
Mara debuted at the inaugural Super Brawl pay-per-view on May 19th, 1991.
So it was his first pay-per-view.
Okay, that's said 1991, though.
Well, cool. No, you said first pay-per-view, so you're also wrong.
You said the 80s.
Bad made his pay-per-view debut at the Great American Bash where he lost the Yellow Dog.
Oh, there we go. I was right.
Nope, incorrect. I'm going to go
I was
with
right.
By the way, Eric Bischoff visually molests Missy Hyatt, and that's not okay. This is 2018. This is not okay. He was a big pervert
like,
here.
He's like, I love my job. Let me go sexually harass you in the shower, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, what the fuck?
He's a piece
and
of
before
shit.
This, before this, he's talking about how the dude from Wonder Years wants to bang Missy Hyatt.
No, they were yeah. dating. No. They were dating at the time.
Oh,
what's
were
his
they?
Name? What the well, hell's his name?
Jason Hervey.
Jason Hervey, yeah.
Because in real life, him and Bischoff are like best buddies.
Yes,
and shit. Like,
I mean, that's why he was involved. That's why he was involved with Impact Wrestling all those times.
Yeah, this is a little too much Herv for my liking.
You're a real Herbert.
Herbert.
Next is Big Josh defeated Black Blood. Black Blood equals Jimmy Jack Haynes for those who care.
Jimmy Jack Haynes against Boink. Is what
Jimmy Jack Haynes and I don't care. Jimmy Jack Haynes
I legit,
and I don't care.
Legit did not care.
You have Junkyard Dog and all you do is have him as a fucking lumberjack in this match.
Great usage of the JYD.
I went online to find the card after this. He was also in a dark match.
Great usage again.
For real. Junkyard Dog, one of the biggest fucking legitimately biggest stars of the 1980s in wrestling. And you're just like, nah.
Big Josh comes to the ring with all these women for reasons I don't understand. And Jared's like, they really feed him well in the woods.
Yeah.
They look healthy.
Siobhan makes Jared do that, though.
Big doink over here. Before he was at. Also, this is where it begins. Wait. JR keeps saying melee, but he keeps saying it melee.
Yeah, why did he say that?
It's a melee out there. It's a goddamn melee. And I fucking had to wrote melee, and I was like,
oh,
stop.
My God.
Fucking doing this monster.
How come Big Josh has a fucking piece of wood, but Black Blood has an actual axe?
And he comes from a little town in France. And that's
France.
Adorable. You know, I like that they thought it was the best place for him to be from, for a mass monster. carrying an axe, like you said. It would be like the Bludgeon Brothers coming from, like, a little house in the prairie.
Well, no. Andre was from a little town in France.
He was from the giant.
It's not the Black Blood with
the. They never said from a little town in France, Andre the Giant. They said from the French Alps.
No, he said a little town in the French Alps.
They did not say that.
They said a wee town in a little French Alps. That's what they said. You didn't hear it. You don't know. You were fucking like minus 17 years old at this point, dude. You don't fucking know.
And yet, I know.
You don't. You wiki it as we're talking. That's the only way you know.
Oh, I didn't.
That's what I do.
That's the way. Thank you.
Just think. Black Blood and Oz were WCW's answers to The Undertaker.
Just think
First off, Undertaker
everybody
wasn't even
fucking gimmick at this time.
Was Undertaker gimmick at this time yet? I don't think he debuted. I thought that was the Survivor Series 91.
Who? Undertaker? 1990 Survivor Series.
Jeez.
Oh, I thought it was 91.
That one, you know what?
Try doing something.
Listen, time compression. Time compression. El Gigante defeated One Man Gang.
Yes.
Wait, 1 second. 1 second. PN News, really quick. He stole the show in this lumberjack match. Shortest shorts ever. Fanny pack moccasins. Proceed.
Legitimately, I'm wearing gym shorts and moccasins right now. I'm 2/3 of my way to a PN News.
Why would you wear fucking moccasins in 90-degree heat?
It's I have air conditioning on in my house.
That's disgusting.
I love my feet being sweaty. Okay. Never forget that Kevin Sullivan is batshit crazy. he like comes and just starts talking about the devil and how he's living inside him and shit like that. And I'm with him for a minute there. I'm like, yeah.
Never with him. Who thought he was a quality mouthpiece? Because he was one for a long time.
He was the booker. He was the booker man.
Somebody could have said no.
No, it was Jim Hurd. He wasn't saying no. He was scared of him. He thought one day that Jim Hurd, this is true, Jim Hurd thought that Kevin Sullivan was going to break into his house, kill his wife and child, and frame him by making him hang himself.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Wow.
Ooh, did you hear what they built this match as?
Trash. I don't know.
No. The Come As You Are Battle of the Giants.
Come, because it's Nirvana. Come as you are.
Like, that song was huge. But I don't understand the correlation.
Have you even paid people to do this?
Do what?
Like, they paid One Man Gang and El Gigante to do this match.
Hold on, stop.
10 years later, One Man Gang's still doing this crazy shit on fucking Heroes of Wrestling, so who the fuck are we to judge?
A couple years later, El Gigante in a fucking headline match at WrestleMania.
That's so real. Sad.
All I kept thinking was I want to see El Gigante versus Great Khali versus George Mereschon in a match.
Oh my god.
George Mereschon.
That's a lot of long dicks. That's a lot of long dicks, dude.
Can Pole be part of it as well?
Sure.
That's a lot of long dicks. I'd be sitting there, I'd be running past them. You know how Taylor runs up and like
call
measures?
Call him Josh Roberts.
You're fucking,
Justin Roberts.
Justin Roberts. You know how Taylor runs up and like measures your shoulders and like your inseam and shit like that? I'm just coming to the inseam.
Yeah.
Like, that's a long one. That's a really long one. Are you longer? Let's check it
that's
out.
That's what they do.
Oh my god, a wrench, ball peen, hammer time, boom.
Oh my god, it's so many little people with El Gigante.
Oh my god, they were short stacks.
He was also the fastest man alive in this match.
Oh my god.
He was only slightly less believable as a person than Braun Strowman.
Let's do this right now. One Man Gang versus Abdul the Butcher, Heroes of Wrestling, or One Man Gang versus El Gigante this pay-per-view. What's better?
I'll take Heroes of Wrestling.
Yeah, I will, definitely.
I'm taking this match because El Gigante came out with little people and RIP.
JR told me that at the beginning that El Gigante has improved greatly at wrestling, and yeah. I would have hated to see him at the start then.
You know, I just didn't see the progress.
His celebration for winning this shitty match is what I do at the Triple R ends on Wednesdays.
Just fucking fist bumping and fucking falling asleep.
Well, my favorite thing was like Kevin Sullivan got up in the apron at one point, and then did the fake punch, like menacing look at him. He like and then he just turned around. And then the fucking clothesline finish and the way he pinned him was amazing. He was like dry humping him.
It was literally like watching a Divas match from like 2006. It was not good. Next match is Nikita Koloff against Sting. Nikita Koloff, I really liked going through. I feel like he was very underrated. First off, really sold the fucking 1950s Russian gimmick like it was his fucking job. He wasn't Russian at all. He was a normal-ass dude who they're just like, well, you look kind of Russian, be a Russian now. And he's like,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my hope was that he
would have... just ruined my childhood.
Well, my hope was he was going to get into the camera real close and look right at Donnie and go, Minnesota!
Oh, yeah. I think he's Italian, so he'd yell Italy, fucking yell
he's
Italy.
He's from Minnesota, though. He would yell Minnesota.
Yes, but I'm pretty sure he saw Italian heritage. But dude, what's his real name? Can you look up I know his name now legally is Nikita Koloff, but if you can find his original name.
Nelson Scott Simpson.
Jesus Christ, that is a white name. That is a white name, dude.
Nelson.
Hi, I'm Nelson Scott Simpson. Do you have a porn carnival over here? Me and my cousin Andrew are going to fucking like go down there. Samson Simpson, whatever.
I liked how the best part was the fucking video package before, where Nikita Koloff beats the shit out of Sting, and then he's going to beat the fuck out of a little kid, and the mom has to jump
out. Yes! I love I like the build to this match. The bout itself, we'll talk about in a second, but the build, I love the idea of he's waiting outside the curtain for Sting to come through, and as soon as Sting opens the curtain, he punches him in the face with a chain. That's good! That's really good! This is all...
Why does he have a Germany singlet?
I know, I don't think it was... No. It wasn't Germany, it was like Bulgaria. It was
It was Germany or Belgium.
No. I'm telling you, there was a
Bulgaria is red, white, and
green. But I'm saying Bulgaria as in one of those little splinter fuck during the fucking
early 90s. He said he was from Lithuania. Lithuania is not that.
Why is he from Lithuania? What did they say?
Soviet Union.
I can't deal with this right now.
That's the Soviet Union. That's all. They're all Russian, basically, is how they considered it.
Yes.
It wasn't fucking green and red and black, or yellow and red and black.
I don't fucking know. He just liked colors. I don't fucking know, dude. I don't have to tell you.
A lot of questions.
I liked the build, but I didn't like the match very much. It would have helped if I had red and green lights, because otherwise...
Yep, red light! Green light! That's what we needed.
Otherwise, I don't understand. I also don't understand what any of the rules are here, because why didn't the referee stop the count at any point when they just started battling each other?
I just kept getting told, it's a judgment call, just like pass interference!
Yeah.
That's JR, fuck you. You're gonna mock someone, mock JR, fuck you.
He also told me that the Russian chain match probs wasn't gonna be the end of the feud, and I'm sitting there like, why? Like, I thought that would be the whole point.
Yeah, because he knew the ending was gonna be junk.
I prefer when they're like chained together and you still have to get a pinfall, like Triple H versus The Rock.
The chain match.
Is dumb.
No, the chain match.
Why do you even want to win a match like that?
Yeah, the chain match should be no different than a collar match. If you want to go through, you're going to look at Roddy Piper versus fucking
Greg
the Hammer Valentine.
Gotcha again.
And that match right there, that is the definition of what these matches should be. It should be, yo, we're just strapped to each other. I don't care about corners. I don't give a fuck about anything else but whipping your ass, and you can't run anymore.
Yeah.
That's what this should be about.
Do these dumb stipulations like that.
The finish was the most lame and unsatisfying thing ever. It's like a fucking blood feud. And then they like kind of both touched all three corners. And then Sting like tried to do the stinger splash. And then Kovac just like touched the fucking turnbuckle.
Yeah,
it was
a photo finish. And replay is needed in wrestling. This is another case of it.
Sting is like worse Jeff Hardy. Just randomly yelling things.
Sting always randomly yelled things. Just as I went through, I realized he was a yeller. He fucking yelled all the time, dude.
And Crow Sting is a lot better.
What?
Crow Sting.
Because he never talked.
I liked
so much better.
Sting a lot. As a kid, I really liked. Like I said, he was my Ultimate Warrior, essentially.
I didn't like the Ultimate Warrior.
I mean, I didn't. I mean, I liked him.
I didn't like him either.
I liked him as a kid. I'm talking when I was a kid.
As a whole.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
You're such a fucking mark. You've always been such a WWE mark.
We were blinded.
Blinded.
We were blinded by the machine.
That's what you do.
Wrapped up like a deuce. Another runner in the night.
Excuse me. It says it's wrapped up like a douche.
It is not.
It's wrapped up like a douche. It says douche. He can tell me all day it's supposed to say douche. It doesn't say douche. No one in the world says douche. Douche. Wrapped up like a douche. Thrown out in the night. That's what the song says.
Another runner in the night.
Stupid.
Blinded by the light.
Speaking of blinded by the light, Lex Luger defeated Barry Windham for the vacated WCW Championship in one way to make up for Ric Flair being gone. What?
I can't believe this is a world title match.
Two cage matches. What is this, Lockdown?
All I know is that, first things first, LOL to Cage coming down all wonky. Holy shit, and then how much time are we gonna kill for this cage? We
must have Pyro talked on the cage, by the way.
I love that. I really did love that kind
of
stuff.
I was also told Luger vs. Windham could be one of the greatest matches of all time.
Didn't happen.
How fucking long does it take to bring the cage down and set it up? At one point, I saw Tony Schiavone turn around, looked at the cage, see it wasn't done, turn back around, and roll his eyes.
they were just like trying to like, they got to the point where they're just like, rationalizing shit. Like, all of a sudden, JR's like, well, Barry Windham was only, like, a number three hitter for the Horsemen. He wasn't a cleanup hitter! But, like, the fucking three hitter is, like, your best guy, usually.
Yeah,
I don't even know what the point of that was.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, there's only four of them. But this cage is just fucking adorable. It's like the cage they give you with your wrestling figures, because you need to be able to reach inside to the ring.
Yeah. Oh, I love the roof on it. Do you remember Brian Pillman getting powerbombed by Sid inside the hell, inside that cage? He hit his head on it, right?
Bringing him
up, and then he like dropped him on his head because he couldn't get it done. Oh, it was so
cool. There wasn't a top on.
Yeah, there wasn't a top on this one.
Oh yeah, no, I'm saying there was a top on that one.
That's what you're saying. Or you're totally not remembering things correctly again.
Oh my god, I'm definitely not remembering anything correctly. Lex Luger allegedly killed Miss Elizabeth per the internet. Per some pretty wonky sites I saw. I don't know if I would believe them, but that's what they said.
He got her all into drugs and stuff, allegedly.
I don't know. It's pretty fucked up. All I know is Miss Elizabeth's dead, and Lex Luger looks terrible now.
I saw him at the airport in a fucking wheelchair, so.
He looks so bad now. I mean, yikes.
Lex Luger did a DDT, and Giovanni said that Luger learned a new move.
Brand new move!
Jake the Snake is looking at his watch. He's like, really?
Luger looking like fucking Yellow Dog in this match for some reason.
Windham was a really good worker, but Lex wasn't.
No.
Lex had good matches. Lex Luger, I'll say this. Lex Luger to me is the closest thing to John Cena there was in WCW. Because against good guys, he'd have good matches. He had some awesome matches with Ric Flair. But this is poop. BG, I will show you one of the best matches you've ever seen involving fucking Lex Luger.
That's not.
But to compare it then to some of the matches John Cena's had, come on.
I know you hate John Cena, but he's had
some incredible matches.
Cool. Remember that time we took his 5-star match and broke it down and it was trash?
No, it was still good.
How about his match against Shawn Michaels that was long and it was trash? Everybody remembers. Great. Good. Those were two of his best matches. What else?
The AJ Styles matches.
I guarantee we go back and we'll be like, wow, AJ, thanks.
The matches with Edge.
Yeah,
matches Rob Van Dam.
Look at just naming workers. This is fun. Let's keep going.
I think the only thing I liked in this entire fucking show was like the rare time they went to an overhead camera angle. And it was actually pretty cool for cage matches. I'd be interested in how they're doing that.
The only thing I liked in this match was at one point when Luger had him in the torture rack and Wyndham did like a counter where he like kicked off the cage and landed on his feet. That's the only good thing.
Oh, and Wyndham's suplex. He's the one who fucking got that fucking top rope suplex, the superplex, and
his finish.
Wyndham was a good worker. I don't care what you say. Wyndham was a really good worker. And listen, this match was not anything up the Flair title match worthy, but it was a solid match. If this was just for like the United States Championship, I wouldn't have complained about this. This would have been one of the better matches in the card.
It suffered from
Flair being gone and
probably should have main evented.
Yep, it definitely should have main evented.
I disagree.
I didn't fucking understand the end of this match, what happened here.
Hold on, Harley Race and Mr. Hughes. Heel
turn?
What? It is a heel turn. That is exactly what's happening here. Lex Luger sides with Harley Race.
Clear at all.
Well, this is what I literally wrote here. This is what happens when Ric Flair leaves. We can't have anything nice. And let's tell a quick story about the belt that Lex Luger was awarded. So you know that Ric Flair left WCW and headed to WWF with the title, right? That's because
he's a world's champion.
He left with the title because there was a $25,000 withholding that if you damaged it or whatever, they would keep it. But since they would not give that money back to him, he said, okay, title's mine and I'm leaving with it. Fuck you. So they didn't have a title this night. So do you know what title Lex Luger held this night? It is one of Dusty's old Florida Championship Wrestling belts.
could tell that it was old, even for then.
He's like, listen, baby, listen, okay? We ain't got the big gold belt, but I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to give you one of these sweet belts from the back of my truck. Get over here.
It's like a tiny silver belt.
It was one of his Florida Championship Wrestling belts. And he's just like, yeah, this is going to be great. We're going to do this. It's like, oh, yikes. So, yes, that's all real life.
Why couldn't they have had, like, another big gold belt?
Because they said they were in the process of having – this is all from an interview. They said they were in the process of having it made, and it wasn't ready in time. So they're like, fuck, what are we doing? Fucking Dusty's like, hold on, baby. I'll tell you what we're going to do. And he fucking just brought one of his old belts out, and he's like, here you go. You're fucking going to fight for this, like, random Florida International Championship or whatever it was. Good stuff. And that's it. That's the end of the pay-per-view because that's the main event. What? And there's only 3 minutes left in the show. There's no way.
favorite part. I was like, yeah, this is going to be short. Man.
There's 3 minutes. There's like legitimately, there's like fucking 10 minutes left in the entire show.
No, less than that.
No. Yeah, there's like 10 minutes left when the match is over. They talk about stuff, then they do promo stuff, and then this starts happening. It's like legit probably 6 minutes. From the time the entrances started to the time the pay-per-view was over was like 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. Rick Steiner defeated Arn Anderson and Paulie Dangerous. Pay-per-view? Jamie Noble?
Dangerous Lee. Rick Steiner and Missy Hyatt actually won.
Mm-hmm.
No, Missy Hyatt was not there.
They announced her as a winner, though.
She technically could not even been in this match, and that's why this all happened. Because this was
against the Maryland State Athletic Commission.
Maryland Athletic Commission said no intergender wrestling, so your main event is poop. It was already poop, but now it's even different poop. So
I like how the hardliners in Sami Zayn hats, they just fucking kidnapped Missy Hyatt. Dick Murdoch almost punched the guy in the crowd. And Rick Steiner does not care, like, at all. He doesn't give a shit.
Dick Murdoch and Dick Slater are two of the fucking, like, legitimate tough guys in wrestling history. Also notorious assholes. So, surprise, surprise there.
Dusty had said something before about Dick Murdoch, like, taking him to, like, a KKK meeting.
That's pretty much what he said.
Yeah. Allegedly.
They pretty much say he was a fucking legit card-carrying member. Allegedly, of course. But yeah, they just fucking pick Missy Hyatt up and treat her like shit. They're dropping her. They're fucking like smashing her head on stuff, groping her and shit. Like, dude, come the fuck on, you assholes. Also, is it me or does Missy Hyatt at this time look exactly like Miley Cyrus did?
I didn't make that connection.
Look at BG, Google it right now. Missy Hyatt, 1991, and just think of Miley Cyrus from when she had similar hair.
I'm really once again questioning why this was the main event. Like, if you had Scott Steiner hurt and you couldn't do the match you were going to do, why still put it in the main event?
I don't know. It really doesn't.
Her face, a little bit, I'll give you.
Yeah, thank you. Terrible matchup, terrible timing, terrible finish, so bad. Why did this main event? And then I wrote, poor Arn Anderson.
JR says he's glad there's no more matches.
And I was like, me too.
Yep. We all said that. We're all like, woo, thank goodness.
I can match 7 stars, though.
What a show.
What a show.
For a second, I thought they weren't going to show the credits, and I wouldn't know who to blame, but they finally showed them. Jim Hurd was the executive producer, meaning he barely fucking did anything, probably.
Oh, no, he did plenty. He's like, where are the ring dings? Are they here yet?
I also blame Jamie Noble for this. Yeah, I just know he was the blame
I
for
said
it.
That earlier
they
in
were, They were catered by Stuff and Turkey. And I'm sure it was better than Crystals and Nola, even though Dante loved Crystals.
Well, Dante was also so shit-faced drunk he couldn't even remember.
Yep.
Crystals was poop. I'm sorry. Crystals, unless you want to advertise,
so bad.
I'll tell everybody it's good as shit, dude. For the right amount of cash.
Nah, I'm rejecting it.
Just, yo, they sent me burgers, I sent them back. But yes, poor Arn Anderson is just like, what do I got to do? Wait, how much time we got? Oh, whoa, hold the phone. He had his suit on and shit. He's like, we're going home, right? Oh, I got to go out there? You motherfucker. He called Rick after this. He's like, bing, bing. Rick,
please come back.
Son of a, no, he's pissed off at him. He's like, you son of a bitch. You left me here to wallow. They gave me the main event spot, but it was duty. It was fucking duty, Rick. It was fucking doo-doo.
Well, Arn shouldn't have fucking left WWF in the first place.
I gave this, fuck you, the Four Horsemen stuff, that's way better than fucking the
Four Horsemen was fucking dead by this point now, because Flair was gone.
Yeah, at this point he was gone, up and leading.
Go beat the Brain Busters.
Okay, I gave it a 4.25 out of 10. PG?
Let Mike go first. I have to evaluate this.
Okay, you're just going on the card.
Again. All right, I got it, Mike, don't worry. It's
I'll give it a 0.25 out of 10.
I'm going with a 1 out of 10.
There you go. I appreciate the honesty. you're like, I enjoyed nostalgia.
I couldn't give it a 0 because it did exist. It did happen.
I gave it a 1 for the Paulie promo.
Paulie dangerously being around.
I forgot I gave it a 10 out of 10.
You gave it a 10 out of 10. I heard that. I'm writing that down. Yep. Just going to splice that in there.
Great American Badge giving it a 10 out of 10 by Ring of Radio.
That's on Wiki. It says some people hated it. One of the worst reacted ones.
If
and
WCW
like,
ever comes back, that's going to be one of their taglines.
I'm looking at the Metacritic for Great American Badge 91. It just jumped.
Unbelievable. And you know what, guys? A big thank you to George Cruz for making us watch that. That was very fun to
asshole.
Watch. I had a lot of fun watching because it was so bad.
No, it was terrible. I'm glad you had to watch that again.
That is the second time I fucking watched that, and I'm very mad.
George just fucking treated us like a spill, just left us there to fucking rot.
Honestly, the best part of that is, though, he watches them, too, though. He watches them as well, too. So he had to sit through this, and he's like, oh, he messaged me and was like, oh, my God, dude. Fuck is happening. I was like, I don't know. You did this to us.
When did you first watch it, Donnie?
When I was going through it, yeah, whenever I before Lucy was born, I was going through it.
Okay.
So 3 years ago now at this point.
Gotcha.
So this was 2 years ago.
I'm glad you had to watch it.
This is the second time I'm going to watch it. Craziness. And I'm ready for it to be done and over and over. I can't wait for the next one from you, George. Make it a bad one. BG, how would someone go about making us watch a shitty pay-per-view?
Or a good one, go to patreon.com/ringrustradio, donate to the retro tier, then email us, ringrustradio@yahoo.com, with the good or bad, or worse, show that you want us to cover, as long as it's wrestling related.
I don't know if it'll get worse, but it'll definitely
It could
be
Fast and the Furious with The Rock. That's awesome.
It could be The Longest Yard, Adam Sandler version.
It could be Chi-Town Heat, 1989.
It could not.
Why? That's the fucking Rick Steamboat.
I know it's fucking Ricky Steamboat. Rick Flair.
I forgot more than you'll ever know, bitch. Let's move on. Alright, guys, it is time to do our Patreon poll results as well as our special birthday edition of Ira Lark's draft results. I'm very excited for that. Mike Chiari, you don't start this. BG does.
Nope. Good job.
All right, so this month's,
landed them every time, dude.
This month's Patreon poll was who is the best heel in WWE/NXT, because it's been a fucking raging debate here at Ring of Rust Radio.
Through and through, without a question, it's Ciampa.
Mike, do you have a prediction?
Well, I don't have a prediction. All I'll say is the fact is it's The Miz.
Okay. Well,
you fucking douche.
Carmella and Alexa Bliss got 0% of the votes.
That's mean. That's fucking sexist.
I mean, I was pissed Elias wasn't on the list.
You didn't respond to the email, the text chain.
Yeah. Only Mike until did. Hours later.
Whatever. Go ahead.
With 1%.
You're so slow today. Votes, make a move, dude.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to be fucking done. You're the one who keeps interrupting. 1% of the votes, Kevin Owens.
Top 1%.
Shinsuke Nakamura and Sami Zayn. With 4%, you got Samoa Joe. And now we get into the top two. With 28%, The Miz.
Oh.
That means Tommaso Ciampa takes it home. The best heel in wrestling right now, 63%.
Wow. Yeah.
People are going to change their tune once Miz wins Money in the Bank.
Sure, no, because that would be an iconic moment that fucking changes everything. But until then, I get to bask in the glory, not Keith Lee, of Tommaso Ciampa because he is the best heel in wrestling right now.
And we got a lot of comments about this one. David Harvey says, anyone not picking Ciampa is smoking rocks.
Oh, shit. That's definitely Mike Chiari.
Clinton Williams says, if you don't vote for Ciampa, you're kind of an asshole.
Very true.
Skeener says that he voted for The Miz, and I think that's the right choice. But the Iconics already deserve a mention.
Cool story, Skeener.
They weren't even on the show this week, unfortunately.
Yeah, cool story, Skeener.
I do like the Iconics, though.
You're on the wrong side of history, Skeener.
Alice Contreras says, The Miz can work a crowd, but since he lost his title, he ain't healing so good. Ciampa right now makes me hate him so much that I forget I'm getting worked.
Whoa, getting fucking worked on. Getting swerved on. Getting swerved on actually sounds pretty good, though.
Mm. Brian, just Brian, says, well, that's Shayna Baszler. Disappointed she wasn't on the list. Sure, she isn't on TV as much, but when she is pure heel. Yeah, Mike.
So who do you vote for?
Didn't say. Brian didn't let us know.
The fuck, Brian? Yeah, get a last name.
There's literally hundreds of Brians who like us at this point. Whatever. Is that it?
Kenny Johnson says, if we're talking who gets the most booze, I'd say Roman Reigns. But the answer is Miz.
There you go.
Ooh.
And then our buddy Tony Kavitz. Best heel is Vince for messing up NXT call-ups, not giving matches enough time, letting creative give people horrible storylines, the Roman experiment, not realizing that working with other companies is gold, and giving us 7-hour-long events.
That's
please
true.
Fire.
All of this.
I thought he was going to come up with some, obscure woman from fucking Luxembourg or something as the best heel.
Wow, dude. That's because he likes women's independent wrestling, you're going to call him out like that?
Yes.
And then, let's finish up strong. Michael Warren's comment. Ciampa now, Owens on body of work, but the best legit heel in WWE? It's the writing and booking staff.
Wow, good point. That is a great point.
Great point.
Okay. Now let's go to the Ira draft results.
All right, the Ira draft results. Now remember, Donnie. The winner of this gets to choose 3 shirts for Ira to purchase.
Okay.
All right. I came in last. Came in last with 23% of the votes.
Go ahead.
Who you guys think won?
Me, of course.
Mike?
Probably Donnie.
Yeah, that's right.
I should have won, though.
Mike had 29% of the votes, which is disgusting because you should have came in last because everyone knows the dumb shirts you would choose for Ira to get.
Well, my card was actually the best. So.
It wasn't even, literally, the proof is in the pudding and you're wrong.
Yeah. Donnie had 49%
damn.
Of the votes.
Damn! That's almost majority.
Majority?
I didn't go to business school.
Gage Johnson says, the boyhood dream has come true. I finally made it. Thanks, BG.
BG even pandered to everyone on Patreon, and he still came in last. What the fuck happened?
It's because our fucking fans are too smart for that shit. They want to be when they go to the doctor, they don't want the doctor to be like, listen, you know, this happens. They want to be like, listen, doc, tell me what the fuck is wrong with me and help me get better.
Yeah, because Andrew Southwick says, voting for BG since he remembered me All your guys' cards are pretty hilarious, though. Samantha Russell, death voted for BG. Let's go Ring Rust Russells. All right, but let's get into some of these other comments.
So you just had a bunch of people who liked you. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. You fucking eat.
Donald Ghostin, M-Chai Bond on a pole match is amazing. What he didn't tell you is we end up in a stable with RVD and Tanahashi called High Fly Flow.
Okay, that's actually pretty good.
Sounds real.
Tyler Sutton, BG versus pair of short shorts is the sleeper on this card, ready to steal the show like Macho Man versus Steamboat.
I'm not laughing at that. Before I wrote it, I'm not laughing at that.
Before we get into Nathan Tomlanovich's comment last, we're going to go to Ira Lark says, and the creator of the email, Ira Lark says, honestly, I think BG card follow the rules more, and it's fun, but Donnie's is funnier, and people love funny. I love you guys.
Ring Rust. Thank you, Ira. We really appreciate it. Happy birthday, and thank you for coming on.
Love you, Ira.
Thank you, Ira. Nathan Tomlanovich, we're going to finish up strong with him. Definitely Donnie, since not only would Cinnamon beat those two pussies, but BG's dog would probably win over most of us. Oh, and for sure not Kiari, due to the multiple times before that I've labeled my emails correctly, and since I'm financially supporting his alcoholism, he should be more aware if he wasn't in the bag all the time.
Label Side him note, every time.
What if you guys did a show or segment completely hammered?
It's called every week.
Yeah,
for real. Okay, so I won, so I get to pick three shirts for Ira, is that correct?
Cut your dick, and cut your dick!
So I'm going to choose first the Ring Rust Miedo shirt, which is a little bit more expensive. Ira, I have to be honest with you, it's $5 more expensive.
Yeah.
It is, but it's got
Do that three times.
No, but it's got a front and back to it. Have you ever seen it, right? It's the Pentagon-inspired shirt. On the front, it says Ring Rust, and it's got the three slashes through it. And on the back, it says 3 Radio, and it's got the slashes through it.
Radio.
Ring Rust Radio. It's very cool. It's honestly my favorite shirt that we have. It's my favorite shirt that I own of Ring Rust.
Is it really?
Yes, I love it. You don't like this one?
It's not my favorite.
I love it. It's awesome. Also, I want you to pick up a Squalor Heights shirt, because that's good for when you're doing working outs and shit like that, because it's gray. You want to wear that gray shirt when you're working out. You want to see that sweat line. You want to see it. And I'm torn between two here. I was going to say one, but now, you know what? I'm going to say this to you. Ira, I want you to get a Cut Your Dick shirt!
Yeah! That's right!
That is dumb.
Cut your dick, dude! I want you to get a shirt that says Cut Your Dick on it. And I want you to take pictures of yourself in it.
This is the face turn of the century.
Woo!
Two-man power trip, baby!
Fucking everyone just got swerved, baby! get yourself a Cut Your Dick shirt, Iron. That's what you do. Squalor Heights, Ring Rust from Miedo, and Cut Your Dick. Boom. Let's do fantasy standings after that. Just fucking head.
What was the other one that you were debating? This is Ring Rust?
There's no other debate. It was always Cut Your Dick.
As if BG wasn't already depressed enough. In last place, 17th with negative 70, BG.
BG is just getting body shot after body shot. He's just like, did you ever see Team America World Police where he's throwing up and just it's a 5-minute throw up scene with a fucking a doll? That's BG right now. Just
well, BG
up.
Would pop for it though.
He did. I honestly popped for that part of that movie.
Well, I mean,
I enjoyed that show.
Yeah, it's true. Tied for 15th, negative 40, Joe and Robert.
Come on, you guys, come on, man. I love both of you, but you gotta get better.
14th, negative 25, Daniel.
Hello. By the way, Daniel Hayden, if you are subscribing to Attention Horrors, if you like Attention Horrors, just follow Daniel Hayden. Follow him, support him any way you fucking can, because all of the artwork we did, designed by him. Also, don't forget our buddy Eliza Bracassio did all the music, and our buddy Laurent Mondon, he did all the fucking research with me, which is really appreciated. And by research,
we know so many talented people that can do things that for us.
I kind of made it seem like he did research with me. He got the books out of the library for me, because I don't think I'm allowed in libraries anymore.
Yeah, because you touch all the little children.
No, as I and fuck four, books.
And 13th
I fuck
with
books.
And negative 13th with negative 15. Alex McNinch.
Oh, hey, Alex.
In 12th with negative 10, Ira.
Ira fucking, I don't feel bad for you anymore. You got plenty out of me.
We got a menage in ninth place. Roger, Matt, Jode, and Dante with 5 apiece.
So at least we're in the positives right now. I'm going to get my sound box real quick, just in case.
In eighth with 10, Donnie.
All right, 10? How many points?
10.
Yeah, it's not good.
Nope. In seventh with 20, Angel.
Angel, they fucking drafted from college. And what does college get you? Debt. It sucks, but whatever.
In sixth with 25, George Sparrows.
George Sparrows making me watch Backlash 04. There's a fucking... We're heated right now.
In fifth with 30, Andrew Sampson.
Fucking... He literally has to do a transcription for me, but he's like, yo, I gotta go to a porn carnival this weekend.
I just saw him tweet that a porn carnival's coming, like, in days or something.
Well, he's literally like, hey, man, I gotta do this transcription when I come back. It's like, you know, there's a porn carnival.
Mm-hmm. In fourth with 50, George Cruz.
George fucking Cruz, dude. Remember the time he didn't take Cedric Alexander?
Yep, bad move. Real bad move.
Very dumb, very dumb.
In third with 60, Matt Cantillon.
Cantillani.
And second with 70, Big Money Mike.
Whoa, you're lucky, dude.
I'm biding my time.
That's a long one.
And in first with 82.5.
Skeener. Good. The voice of reason is actually doing something.
I think this is the first time Skeener's ever been in first place in all of his 20 years of doing fantasy with
us. Act like you've been here before, though, bitch. Don't fucking start fucking acting like you're all that. I've noticed on, like, drafts and shit, Skeener's starting to get, like, a little bit of a fucking sassy attitude with me. He's fucking getting he's getting a sassitude.
That's why I like him.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Mm-hmm. He came to see me in Philly when you didn't.
Okay.
I didn't know it was so serious right there. But yeah, so that's when can we drop people
after Money in the Bank?
Oh, because I'm ready for that.
BG's like, can we do 20 dropping ads in one?
I'm saying
I feel like he's gonna drop someone for someone worse.
Yeah.
James Harden. He picked up James Harden. Yeah,
well, James Harden's got 5 won. Points so far, so
honestly it's more than BG's team. That's fun.
Yep, that's a lot more.
It's a lot more,
75
huh?
75 more.
It's like a lot more, huh? All right, let's go on. All right, guys, it's time for emails. Mike Curie?
Keem Short, Keem Sweet, Keem Pruno,
I'll talk about it. I know how it works.
This is from Joey Abs Lambert. Subject, follow-up email, fuck my life.
FML.
Good sirs. Imagine my elation last week having the very first email I ever sent to you read on your illustrious program. Then imagine the soul-crushing Kinshasa to the balls as Mike Chiari bestows upon me the sobriquet of Joey Abs Lambert.
So somebody hit thesaurus.com pretty hard for this email.
I find it ironic. It's like most wrestling fans, my physique more resembles that of the Beer City Bruiser than Finn Balor. Tragically ironic. Like when a tall person is referred to as shorty, or Mike's man crush, The Miz, is referred to as talented.
I just noticed, like, this...
No, that's legit.
If I had to write this email, this is like when I get shit-faced on whiskey sometimes, and I'm like, I read, like, Shakespeare or whatever, and then I think I'm like, Mary Kate, come down to the stairs and talketh to me. Like, they think I'm fucking
like,
fancy.
Shut the fuck up.
She's like, he's hammered again, and he's just reading his Shakespeare. I gotta just let it... Once he gets through Hamlet, he shuts the fuck up.
It was that very same Mike Chiari, though, that deduced correctly that the bar I spoke of was in my house. Don't fucking question me on bars, guys. That's what we learned here. That being said, consider this an open invitation, should that senile Connecticut coot ever deem the murder city worthy of another WrestleMania. You're all welcome to visit and try to drink me out of house and home. Any lush worth his salt always keeps his bar fully stocked, so good luck with that. I had a question, but for the sake of brevity, I shall submit it at another time. You are awesome, except Mike's ability at creating clever nicknames. Ring Ross!
Ring Ross!
The Motor City Matman, a.k.a. Joey Abs Lambert.
If you like us so much, go watch Attention Horrors, please.
Listen to it, even. Do that as well.
No, watch it. You can do it on YouTube as
just
well.
Just look at the fucking logo.
Yeah, go ahead.
Next email comes from Scott. Raw is Warren.
By the way, I love you, Joey. Thank you. And if I'm ever in Detroit, which is highly unlikely... you don't go there unless you're sent there. But yeah, I'll come
like,
drink
your
beer.
They'll kick you out.
Kind of like Philly. No, I like Detroit, actually. We'll go to your basement bar.
Shut the fuck up. You've never been to Detroit.
I've been to Detroit probably 5 times.
That's stupid. Okay. We're talking about Detroit, Michigan, not Detroit,
Alberta, Detroit, Canada.
Detroit, Canada.
Detroit, Alberta, Canada. You fucking golfer?
Gopher? I think you think Minnesota and Canada are the same.
No, no, I know Minnesota. They're those fucking assholes who can't take an L without crying. That's those guys. It's not my fault that the fucking Eagles were Iverson and the Vikings were Tyron Lue.
Tyron Lue.
Tyron Lue, my fave.
I don't know his name because he won't call it. I refuse to pronounce his name right until he figures out how to use timeouts and fucking the last.
To be fair, good old Tyron Lue has more championships than Allen Iverson, so.
Who this? Lost phone.
Next email comes from Scott Rose Warren. Subject is favorite B-teamers. Hey there, Ring Rustaholics. Been a while, boys, but still faithfully listening every week. Looking forward to Attention Horrors. I listen to a lot of true crime and paranormal podcasts, so having my favorite podcasters covering that is right up my alley.
Perfect. That's what we're hoping for.
Checks in the mail.
Forget the legends and Hall of Famers. Who are some of your favorite lesser celebrated or shittier faction tag teams or single wrestlers, and why did you like them? Some of my favorites were Too Much, X-Factor, Chronic, S.A. Rios, Above Average, Mike Sanders, Dastardly Danny Doering, and Joel Gertner.
Danny Doering was good in ECW, and so was Joel Gertner, but yeah. Yeah, S.A. Rios, but everybody else sucked.
Speaking of Too Much, hopefully Grandmaster Sexay makes it out of the slammer, all right?
He's in the jail?
He tried to not pay for a hotel room. He had like an $800 hotel bill, and he tried to use a company credit card, which I don't know what fucking company he works for. It didn't have enough on it, so he got arrested.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I can't believe the carpet cleaning job he was doing fucking doesn't have a credit card. There's the max over here on the bug. It's crazy.
Thanks for all the entertainment every week. The man that gets all the seats moist, Scott. Roz Warren.
It's rude. He spills a lot of beer on the seat.
I just realized I should have booked Scott Warren versus George Cruz on my card. He just spills shit all over the place.
No.
What the fuck is wrong with our fans?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's one of the greatest things.
Scott was able to clean it up.
Knows damn well how to fucking clean up a spill. I'll give him a lot of credit.
That dude was racing. His heart was pumping.
You said earlier, what's wrong with our fans? And I said, our fans are a reflection of us.
That's true. There's
and
a lot
it really,
wrong
it really is. You're all fucked up, and so are we. So that's why we get along so well. We're like fucked up. We're jacked up. We're the Island of Misfit Toys. We're the Island of Misfit Toys.
Fucking King Moon Racer.
Fucking. I was going to make jokes, but it's fine. We'll leave them there. But I didn't like a lot of weird shit like that when I was a kid. Now that I'm looking back on wrestling, there's guys that I didn't really know that I'm liking that are probably not known to anybody else. But if I didn't like you when I was a kid, I just liked your.
So you didn't try.
No, I didn't try. I'm just saying,
was there someone that wasn't celebrated or not that good or whatever, and you liked them? It's not saying that you didn't like them, now you like them.
Right.
Chris Adams, Bobby Eaton, Gino Hernandez, Junkyard Dog,
WCCW,
The Assassin, the OG Briscoe Brothers, and Wahoo McDaniels.
So who you watched?
It's Wahoo McDaniel. There's no S.
No, it's Wahoo McDaniels.
Nah.
Nope.
He would be able to get the Twitter account.
What'd you say?
That's true.
So he
had to drop
to
the S.
Yeah. No. Yeah, on the internet he couldn't handle it on Twitter.
Alright. I liked Too Cool in WWE, 3 Count in WCW, and lesser celebrated, I feel like, Triple X in TNA.
I liked Ahmed Johnson, because Vince told me to. Roman Reigns,
because Vince told you to.
Juventud Guerrera, who I think gets overlooked in the Cruiserweight era. Ciclope, fucking awesome attire. The Body Donnas, per Sonny.
I hate you so much.
Glacier, per Sub-Zero. And, of course, Flash Funk.
Oh, my God, of course. But he was a star
Flash
in ECW.
Funk. I'm not talking about Two Gold Scorpio. I'm just talking about Flash Funk. Can't get enough.
Long dong, I heard.
I heard
the next email before he starts singing again.
This is from Ben. Why are you trying to rush now, dude? You're the slowest motherfucker in the world, and you're yelling at me to go?
Mm-mm. Same. Ben, stop saying
that. I'll read it like you. This is from Ben Twist of Tate. Subject is no subject. Good, I like that. Just get into this shit. Hey boys, you recently answered an email about how the fans would turn on anyone who was booked like Hogan or Cena eventually. I was hoping to get your thoughts on a different dynamic, specifically if the Ric Flair as champion and Dusty Rhodes as challenger could be recreated in the modern WWE era. I personally feel that Romeo Rags and Daniel Bryan would be money in those roles. As always, Ring Rust.
Ring Rust.
Yeah, I absolutely think that it would work, because I think that classic dynamic of an everyman against, like, this rich, egotistical dickhead it works all the time. It's a very classic storyline, started well before wrestling, and it's just an archetype that is followed through. Honestly, it's a mythology. You can go all the way back to fucking the Greeks and the Romans, and the same idea of the peasant overthrowing the king and the higher class. It's old as time. So I would say, if I was going to recreate it, though, I would do Charlotte as your heel champion and Becky as Dusty. There's your white meat baby face coming in there. So that's kind of what they're doing now, and it's fitting, because that's what I would do.
Yeah, if we're talking like kind of a weaselly heel champion holding it for a long period of time, and then the beloved face chasing, which is essentially what the Flair Dusty dynamic was, I think it definitely could work now, because it is classic storytelling. The only problem is that was such a long-term thing, and now, you know how people are now, they get bored and they don't want to see long-term storytelling, no matter how much they say that they do. But if they did do that, obviously, I think, to me, the perfect people for it would be The Miz and Daniel Bryan, especially if you had Miz, like, maybe build up a stable around himself to hold down D-Bry, which is what Flair did with the Horsemen against Dusty. And I honestly think that Miz is going to hold the title this year, and that D-Bry is going to be his opponent. So hopefully they make it a long-term thing and not just a couple pay-per-view and then just end it. Actually go all the way with this, maybe even to WrestleMania, because that would be worthy of it, I think.
BG?
Yeah, I mean, obviously this can work, like you guys said, but to his comment about Reigns and D-Bry, I think of course Reigns could do it. I mean, I said a few years ago he should have turned heel into his NXT character, where he was like this fucking over the top, I'm an asshole, I'm rich, I have all these things, look at my watch, look at my cell phone, all these things that he had going for him, and to go, it's almost like what they're trying to do with Big Cass, sort of, but taking it that I'm just tall into, like, I'm just so much better than you, and here's the reasons why.
Alright. Cool. Next email. It's a great email, I love it, dude, but let's go.
This is from Jamie Noble Rosa Mendez.
I'm not going to be mean to – who was the last one who sent the last email? I already forgot. Forget any names.
Ben Twist of Tate.
Listen, I just – I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at Jamie Mendez, because holy fucking email here. I'm starting to –
Here's the thing. You're not fucking reading it. I know how to read it. It's going to be fine.
I don't have all fucking night. I got other things to do.
Subject is awful commentary, like Donald Wood. Dear Ringrose Radio Reptiles, long-time listener, first-time emailer, potential Patreon.
So not anymore, because so Donald's a fucking asshole.
That's what I said, because we got to be nice.
No.
Firstly, I do not apologize for the length, as I've been listening to you guys for around 5 years now. Should be you apologizing to me.
No.
Sorry.
We gave you all of our life. I miss my baby today. For you.
I wanted to get your opinions on WWE's Raw and SmackDown commentators.
They're not good. Next email.
I often fast forward through the large parts of WWE programming. I know most of us do. There just aren't enough hours in the day, plus some of the content is shitty. But when I don't, I'm often infuriated by the commentary teams.
Yeah.
I've never really enjoyed the
group. How many times did you mute for fucking Raw this week?
I never, but I should always.
I muted two different times.
Frequently.
I muted two different times.
But then you'll miss some gold from Corey Graves.
Listen, it's worth it.
It's worth it to hear Byron and Percy Watson.
Yeah, you reach a limit where you're
coach.
Otunga.
Coach at one point was like, my word of the hour. You want to hear my word of the hour? And I was just like, mute. And I was done. I was like, you know what? I can't do it. Fucking can't do it.
I've never really enjoyed the three-person commentary dynamic, but it does give them the option to include a face, heel, and tweener commentator, which they fail to capitalize
on. We do it here every week, so you love it.
That's true. We created it. Cole is seemingly positioned as a face, yet loves Elias. He's so scripted and whilst he generally does a good job. It feels like the Raw commentary table needs freshening up, if at least on a temporary basis. I thought Graves was a heel, but he hates Elias, hated Enzo, and recently condemned Big Cass's attack on the short actor who had to play Daniel Bryan. at least with Elias and Enzo, Graves is or was consistent. He's also easily the best commentator of the two main shows. I have no idea what purpose the coach serves. I swear he doesn't know what's going on half the time. I actually liked him during the first run with WWE, but believe Booker T winced. Often also confused is a better option. On SmackDown, Tom Phillips is just boring. I much prefer more Ronaldo in this position. He's probably
Tom
the best.
Tom Phillips player. Isn't bad, though. I don't hate
he's
Tom
okay.
Phillips.
He's okay.
He's better than
like
Cole.
Him. I don't like him.
Tom Phillips
he's
is better
kinda,
than Cole.
Everyone's just, better than Cole.
Yeah. He's just kind of there. He's not great, but he doesn't make mistakes. I guess that's good. He's probably the best play-by-play commentator they've had since good old JR. I don't know where to begin with Byron Saxton. He's just woeful. He'd be forgiven for thinking they'd stuck an oversized 10-year-old on commentary. He's just so immature.
I love it.
Perhaps they're playing up to their younger demographic with him, but nonetheless, he's shocking.
Can I say something? If they're playing up to the 10-year-old demographic with Byron Saxton, bad move, dude.
10-year-olds are much cooler than that now.
they just fucking pants up. They're giving them swirlies and shit.
Phillips and Saxton's terribleness actually make Graves look even better. I've just realized this is probably beginning to sound like a Smarks Say-esque email, so I'll end my mini rant here.
Jesus
Donnie,
Christ.
You're a good lad, but your English accents are appalling.
Hello.
Get yourself over here, and I'll take you to Liverpool, where I went to university, so you can hear a proper scouse.
That's a proper, you say you can hear our proper scouse accent.
That's probably not right. All your English accents sound the same.
Oh, you think we sound the same? He fucking thinks we sound the same. Oh, he thinks we're the same.
I myself am from Leicester, home of the 2015.
That's Leicester. Yo, bro, that's Leicester, bro.
It ain't Leicester.
Leicester, dude.
Home of the 2015-16 Premier League champions. Come on, you Blues.
Fuck off.
Which is around 100 miles away from London, so therefore I sound nothing like Daniel Hayden.
Fuck off.
Keep the good work, as always. Ring Ross.
Ring Ross.
Cheers, Jamie Noble Rosa Mendez.
He won't be emailing back.
he took his Patreon check and he's ripping it up as he's hearing this.
Don't worry. BG and I like you. Just send the check directly to us.
No, yeah.
Go through, under the
via,
table. Under
send
the
it
table.
Via Leicester, the fucking home of the whatever league fucking butt fucks. I don't know.
They're but basically the Vegas Golden Knights of the Premier League two years ago.
Oh, that's pretty cool, I guess.
I'll give
I'm
you
just
that.
Kidding. soccer is actually kind of fun to watch sometimes. When they
score
goals.
Sometimes when they score.
Your shit. Yeah. Yo, I'm shooting on soccer, son. Go ahead.
Fucking World Cup's gonna blow.
Yeah, because we're not in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, it's gonna be good because actually good teams are in it. I get to watch actually teams who countries who love soccer do actually good things with the ball instead of the Americans be like just fucking Chip Donovan or whatever his name is being like, oh dude,
Chip
like
Donovan.
Fucking pass the
Chip
ball,
Donovan.
Bro.
Landon Donovan, who's
Chip
not even
Donovan.
Playing
it, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Chip
Donovan. You know, it doesn't matter. Their names are all the same guy. They're all fucking Ken fucking dolls with goofy fucking hair.
That's not true.
You're saying someone has goofy hair?
I have gorgeous fucking hair. Don't you fucking come at me right now unless you want to fucking get at it.
Chip Donovan.
Chip Donovan.
With the scoop of fucking hair.
I said Chick Donovan.
Chip Donovan sounds
Chip
like a fucking
Donovan.
Newscaster.
Chick,
like
Chick
that
Donovan.
Should be on Anchorman. I'm Chip Donovan.
Chick Donovan was a wrestler from WCCW, and that's total shoot again.
Chip Donovan.
Chick Donovan. Next email?
Do we even answer this one?
There was no question.
There was no question. It was just...
Okay.
Observations.
They all fucking blow except for Graves, Morrow, Nigel, and Vic Joseph is okay.
Yeah.
And
they should let Renee Young do it. Next email comes from Peter.
Her and Lee should do it in the closet. No one's watching.
Nope.
Next email comes from Randy. Macho Man Savage Hammond. Subject is Romeo Rags, yo. What's up, Saquon Josh in Dallas? Get it?
No.
Ayo, Cook Moss. Long time.
Do I? Am I supposed to get that? What is it supposed to be?
Fucking Saquon Barkley, Josh Allen, and Dallas Goedert.
We didn't get Saquon Barkley.
The
Dallas
fucking Giants
Goedert.
Got him. The Bills got Allen.
Got it.
And the fucking Eagles.
I was
got
thinking because my family likes Penn State, so I was like, why am I Barkley? He got him.
Yeah, your family would like Penn State.
Listen, dude. Only one dude was raping kids, man. And this other dude knew about it, but like, I didn't do it. Hmm.
You guys give me my breakdowns every week because I refuse to watch. What it sounds like to me, and this isn't new, is that WWE has a booking problem, specifically with Roman Reigns. My question is Roman Reigns the single worst booked top guy in wrestling history?
Nope, Cena still existed.
Easy for it to be revisionist history, but my God, has this been a problem for far too long. Thanks for all the content entertainment. Much love, Randy, Macho Man Savage Hammond. P.S. Donnie, please give my Giants an F for their drag rate.
All right, F. Fuck the Giants. You guys are both Giants fans? Good, you deserve each other. Go ahead.
Romeo Reigns should be a heel.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is there anybody who's been booked worse?
Well, here's the thing.
Fucking John Cena was booked worse than him.
Most top guys in WWE history have been booked the same way as Roman Reigns is right now, dating back to, like, Bruno and Hogan especially. But people used to be okay with it then. And it happened with Cena, too, as you said. And people were kind of okay with it at first, but they turned on him
transition.
Quickly.
He was the transition guy. He's so hated now because he was right. Still getting that booking into a time where that wasn't allowed anymore.
Well, I think if you take time into consideration, like when it's happening, Reigns may be the worst booked top guy of all time.
Okay, take it
Superman thing,
easy, dude.
The Superman thing doesn't work right now, but I just want to mention someone else because, like, he wasn't a top guy for long, and he never even won the world title, but Lex Luger was booked horribly, like when they were trying to make him the top guy.
Yep.
He went from asshole heel to patriotic face, like, out of nowhere because he slammed the Intrepid.
He slammed the whole boat.
He celebrated like he won the title against Yokozuna, even though he beat him by countout at SummerSlam.
He didn't win the title. Yep. Remember that?
And then that squandered the Lex Express thing, and then he lost Yokozuna again at WrestleMania. So that was probably worse, but it was for a shorter period of time.
All right, next email comes from Peter Dune Morales.
That's some of my best work.
Honestly, it's fine. So did the Smark say Twitter? Hey, guys, met Becky Lynch in Seattle today. Did you?
Spit on my face.
Did you meet her like you were just walking down the street and she's like, hey, and you're like, hey, how you doing? Oh, you're Becky Lynch. How you doing? Or were you like in a line like, I'll give you $7 if you take a picture with me? Did you, Peter, Dune? I went to tweet at her and saw someone else who tweeted some pretty ridiculous stuff at Becky. Their account is essentially its very own SmarkSay page, and Julie with some excerpts at the bottom. Could be worth sharing a few on air and keeping an eye on it. Happy to finally be a Patreon supporter. Not for long. Ring Rust?
Peter
Morosky.
Hold on. Seattle, by the way, of Philadelphia. So, do you like me or hate me?
Good question.
For real.
Let's err on the side of caution.
Yeah.
So... he put the name of the person, like their Twitter account, in the email, and then I clicked on it. It fucking is taken down. It's suspended.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
But we got some of his comments.
Okay.
We're the lucky ones.
Number one, Mike Yuri.
I'm an Elvis impersonator icon, Becky Lane, to the icon in the rain. WWE superstar. If you want to see her with the Elvis Presley, could be artist, show her the love, and let her know you want her with it. Elvis Presley tribute artist.
Wow, okay.
I don't know what just happened.
I don't know either. God. I'm very confused by all the things you just said. I don't know what any of them mean. Okay, Becky Lane. She's my favorite.
Becky Lane. Lois's sister.
Number two, please.
Becky Lynch, this is what my Cadillac looks like that I go on into the shows. I will be taking this to Nashville, Tennessee today. Wish you could be with me.
This is signed Dante.
Do you think it's a pink Cadillac?
Pink Cadillac. Red Bugsies. Every time someone says pink Cadillac, and I just think of DDP driving fucking the Honky Tonk Man and George Valentine.
How could you not? George Valentine, my favorite. George... the Hammer Valentine.
Good, George Valentine. That's his name. He broke Wahoo McDaniel's leg.
George broke his leg. George broke Wahoo McDaniel's.
That's the joke. thanks for coming around to it after a fucking few laps in your head. You're like, wait a minute, it's still going.
It takes me a while to process that much stupid.
It's tough, it's tough. I used to be Becky Lynch fan until she started cussing me out, calling me a bastard, and treating me real bad.
Yes.
That fan, this is real Becky Lynch shake up person out. So if she ever cussed you guys out, and Irene is what when you go see her, it will be her true colors that she's showing.
Her true colors.
Does he mean
that's
Hurricane?
That's why I love you.
Does he mean Hurricane Jeez. Irene? Is that what he's referencing?
You guys all I know is that this is the new Naomi guy.
This is listen, a person. So let's take it like Irene is a hurricane. If she ever could, you guys out in the hurricane. I don't need singing. I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to do a bit. You're ruining it with your whatever you're doing.
Stop saying song things.
I can't help it. Number 4, finish the strong.
WWE have to be one of the worst raffling companies around anymore. I even lose interest in watching them on TV, like a lot of people have.
Raffling.
That's a good
one.
The
World Raffling Federation.
I just see, like, a bunch of people laughing on the ground, raffling. Raffling. It's fucking, it's Randy Orton raffling with Jeff Hardy on the fucking mat. Whatever. I'd let me have my fucking moments. Those were terrible. Those sucked. I fucking sucked. We're not doing that anymore. I'll tell you that.
I love them.
Right,
I love them.
Thank you to fucking Peter Morawski. I'm sorry that you're in Seattle now. Sucks. But yeah, is that emails?
That.
And we're out of here, guys. I'm your host, the most @Donald_Wood. Find me on Child Post. Find me on Bleacher Report. I'm gonna say Twitter, but yeah, that's where I'm too. BG.
BGNY3 and @RingRestRadio.
Mike Chiari.
I'm @MikeChiari, Chiari on Twitter. And you can read all my articles at BleacherReport.com.
Guys, find us, RingRestRadio.com. It is revamped. It is overhauled.
It's terrible.
I changed two things. Ring Rust Radio on YouTube. All of our videos are there, plus all the Attention Horrors videos are there as well. Facebook us, guys. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Those are places you can find us. Interact with us on Twitter @RingRustRadio. Email us, RingRustRadio@Yahoo.com. Talk about some t-shirts, Mike.
ProWrestlingTees.com/RingRustRadio. Get all of your Triple R merchandise there. So many fantastic t-shirt designs. And hey, it ain't just me anymore that's selling the Kutch Dick shirt. There's two of us on this show who absolutely love the best all-time selling shirt.
I hate it. I hate it.
On ProWrestlingTees.com/RingRustRadio. Donnie, you're my boy. Cut your dick.
No. Nope. I hate it. I fucking hate it. I'm sorry. Listen, I said it to Ira because he and I were beefing. He ditched me in NOLA, right?
No.
He ditched me in NOLA.
Nope. And then you ditched everyone.
I am Roddy Piper in Legends House. I just wander all the time. I can't help it. I just wander, man. I just need to be on my own sometimes and just go. My brain works.
But you weren't on your own at all.
That's cool. BG?
That's not how you respond.
That's how I wander.
I wonder.
BG?
Patreon.com/RingRustRadio. Just want one thing this week, Donnie. Sign up for the June W pay-per-view match draft that is happening this Tuesday, June 12th, 7 p.m. Eastern on Skype. The first time we're ever going to have fans join us for that draft. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be very competitive.
I had an epiphany earlier this week when I heard the song Party in the USA on the radio, and it's I'm going to play the Tensai song, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. Matt Bloom is doing great things in NXT. Let's give him some credit. He's doing great things in NXT. He's running it down there, running the training program, which is awesome. He's doing
Well, there's a reason. On NXT, he was, like, in the Bianca Belair video package. He was, like, talking to her.
Yeah, he was. Okay.
He's like, you fucking nervous?
Lord Tensai. Yeah, he was kind of busting her balls a little bit.
Yeah.
Which I like. He's, like, a less dickheadish Bill DeMott. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lord Tensai song. We're going out on it. Guys, thank you so much for listening. God bless America, and we'll see you back here next week. The plane at WrestleMania with a new gimmick of face tattoos. Welcome me back to the WWE.
Ooh.
All I hear is a chorus of boos. Hop back in the ring, this ain't my first time. Look to the right and I see the big Albert sign. These fans love me crazy. These chicks are just acting so smarky. My servants are winning, I'm really missing Japan. Vinnie Mac's getting nervous. So when you think there's no way this is gonna blow, crickets when my music hits. Crickets when my music hoots. Crickets when my music hoots. Go put my hand up, spin my green mustache with the boomers fly away. I'm grinding all match like spin my miss like Put my hand up, spin my green mustache. I don't think it's gonna work out. Yeah, not getting over in the USA. Yeah, not getting over in the USA. I'm
a disaster, Johnny Ace brought back. All they gave me was a claw. Fans are like, what is Alice's Asian? Something this stupid should be against the law. So hard with tools all around me. Can't they see I work methodically? These fans love me crazy. These jerks just act so smarky. My servers are running, I'm really missing Japan. Vinnie Max getting nervous. So when you think there's no way this is gonna blow, crickets when my music hits. Crickets when my music hits. Crickets when my music hits. Go put my hand up, spit my green mist out when the bluebirds fly away. I'm grinding all my joints like you. Spit my fist like you. Put my hand up, spit my green mist